In Philippians 2, the Bible instructs us to do everything without murmuring and disputing. Paul reminded the believers that they were living in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. Can you relate to that as you seek to represent your Savior today? Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliott.
You are loved with an everlasting love. This is God's word to us. He loves us, and underneath are His everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliott, talking again today about the gift of old age. Yesterday, I talked about Elizabeth Prentice's attitude toward old age. She was delighted to be growing old every day and so becoming better fitted to be the dear and loving friend to young people that she wanted to be. And when she heard that a friend of hers was sick, she said, "I cannot say that I should be very sorry if I should hear she was going to be called up higher. I would certainly hope that that's the way my friends would feel if they heard that I was very sick. I happen to be in, as far as I know, perfect health right now. But I consider old age as a great gift." And St. Francis of Assisi said, "Praised be thou, O Lord, for our sister, the death of the body." Many of you are not in the least afraid, but you're only hoping for some encouragement and comfort for today. Wanting to glorify God as an old man or an old woman, desiring honestly to occupy until He calls you, but perhaps not knowing what you can do. You are aware of the diminishment of your powers, sight, hearing, taste, mobility, and perhaps digestion. I had a most amazing letter from Dr. Elizabeth Cole, and I believe that she was pretty close to 90 when she wrote this letter. She said, "It's no problem to look back on happenings through God the Father's preparation for living life from cradle to these, oh, here it is, 91 and a half years." And this is a handwritten letter, very legible. She says, "I have no problem to thank Him in everything and for everything. In Jesus Christ, understanding His will to be done, and Jesus who came to do His will, even to agonizing acceptance in the Garden of Gethsemane, learning total surrender is the process. Facing the fact that we are on a pilgrim journey, which has had a humble beginning, total dependence, and in the end of long life, total dependence again, but joy and life abundantly to be shared in the love that He showed us. Realized only in humble acceptance, shared with believers who are trusting in Him." That's a very crucial phrase there, humble acceptance of every stage of life. I'm sure there are many old people listening who would be saying, "Yes, well, I'm not 91 and a half years old, and I don't have the strength that Elizabeth Cole has, so what am I supposed to do?" And God knows, again, the measure and the portion of strength that you need to fulfill His will. And it is always possible to do the will of God. None of us will ever fail to do the will of God because of lack of strength. God gives us the right measure and the right portion. Isn't that a comfort? To me it is. She tells how she was an American family physician. She was a missionary. Oh, I wish I could read the whole letter. It's just amazing. She was the one child of seven siblings who attended always on the arm of my father, who loved Jesus, always active in the local church, serving and encouraging. "Now," she says, "I must come to the point of just expressing thanks to you for the lovely photo and prayer, so well expressed." I had sent her a photograph and a little prayer card. "So well expressed in completeness for surrender to our Father in heaven. Once having put the why question to Him years ago, His answer filled and remained in my heart. I am all you need." And I know you must have found it so true. Your encouragement and comments giving me credit for things that I could only hope would be, so that His light would be upon me for others to sense, not necessarily seeing it, but being drawn to Jesus, the afterglow that Moses was allowed to see from the cleft in the rock. This lady's letters are just full of allusions to Scripture. She had polio at 3 years of age, with only residual side effects. She has a limp foot. I had no bitterness, caused or even considered, but I was brought closer to my father-parent and togetherness in planning and sharing heart thoughts. It gave a direction in my life. She says, what about God in one's life? Are there no prayer groups or meetings for Bible study? Is there no way in which you can serve the Lord there? Our custom at home was to kneel for prayer. This habit can be appreciated as encouraging a sense of reverence for a holy God, His Son, and Holy Spirit. No one ever joined me in attending church services. Usually, I was accustomed to be alone, yet I liked people, and the church was home for me. Being single, yet wanting contact with people, I devoted myself to family practice, which would be well served by my training and diagnostic acumen. So after 23 years in private practice and World War II over, and my mother, after 5 years with me, died at her 89th year, I was alone again, but my heart was yearning to help in desert places. So off she went, Elizabeth Cole, to India. Imagine, 1958 to 60, she was working in India, had missionary contacts, associations with Hindus, medical assignments. She says, God gave His plan for us and His perspective of our lives to be lived in, but not of the world. His hand is always holding ours to walk with Him in the Spirit, comforting us with the Spirit of truth in love. And may I mention also, she says, I am a forgiven sinner. God allowed me the experience of having a stroke, that in darkness all sense of direction should be lost in order that I might learn to know Him. I'm so thankful, so very thankful that in the beginning, God, His Spirit moved upon darkness, and in the end of life on the old earth is still God, the Alpha and Omega, the eternal light. What a wonderful letter from a 91-and-a-half-year-old lady. And as I said yesterday, Elizabeth Prentice, as she was growing old, said that she was delighted to be growing old because she wanted to be able more and more to give herself to the dear and loving young people. She wanted to be a dear and loving friend to those young people who loved her and whom she loved. Now, I hope you'll listen to this. There is a desperate need today that you might perhaps be able to help meet, you older folks who feel as though you've finished your work and there's nothing left for you to do. Help those bewildered young men who are fast approaching 30 or even 40. Help them to figure out how to go about finding that wonderful woman that they want for a wife. I've been studying the biographies of Christians of several hundred years ago and more recently. I've been amazed to see how often an older person has been God's instrument in helping to bring that man or that woman together with the other person. So think about that. Pray about that. Do you know any younger people? Do you know any middle-aged people that are still looking for the right mate? Do you have a suggestion? Might that person be willing to sit down and pray with you, talk with you, and maybe even receive a little bit of advice from you? You have experience. You've been through a long life. You might be able to tell them how you found God's will in that matter of marriage. A dear older lady was a spiritual mother to me. She prayed that God would bring Jim Elliot and me together. And she prayed that for years, actually 4 years, before God did bring us together. My parents prayed. And a word to you young people. How about taking the advice of older people in this scary and very bewildering world that we live in, where there's so much wickedness, so much sexual promiscuity, that it seems almost impossible that a young person could find a godly mate a virgin perhaps. Are you willing to listen? Then let the older people know that you need their advice, that you are willing to sit down and pray with them. Pray that God will lead you to a spiritual mother or a spiritual father. Go to them for wisdom, correction, and positive help. This is a matter that's very close to my heart, because I have received so many letters from young people who have made a mess of things, and they've confessed that honestly. And they've written to say, "What shall I do now? Can you help me to know how to find the will of God in regard to marriage?" It is the young men that I especially want to speak to. Pray that God will show you a way. Find a spiritual mother or father who will pray with you. Surrender your list of required qualifications to God and say, "Lord, you know the qualifications of the woman that would be right for me. You know better than I do. Here's my list. Now, you tell me which one is the right one and lead me to that person and make me know." Remember that romance is a very recent idea, and the American idea of romance is not God's idea of love. Well, we're talking about the gift of old age, but this is relevant. You old folks may have some wisdom for the younger ones. God help you to share it.
Anything, if offered to God, can and will become your gateway to joy. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.